Tyson Young was charged with second-degree murder after a member of the Haida Gwaii community of Skidegat was killed by a vehicle. Police say Luke Pearson was the victim of a targeted homicide. Several members of Young's family fled after they say they were threatened by residents of the community. Then their homes were bulldozed, and local businesses said anyone associated with the accused was not welcome in their shops. The family was essentially evicted and banished from Haida Gwaii. During the journey, they were prevented from sleeping, eating, or refueling in other indigenous territories. Protesters gathered along the route with signs saying, "Justice for Luke." Others followed the convoy in their own vehicles, sometimes for hours. Smogolgam is a hereditary chief of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. He was also one of the protesters.
Our ancestors, whenever somebody was exiled from their own territories, they were expelled from their territory. Then as they were leaving, their neighboring territories and all the allies that they've got are not allowed to serve them. They're expected to pass through the territory and continue on. And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're upholding our old laws.
Other leaders say a number of indigenous communities have been struggling with drug deaths, especially among young people. And this protest is indicative of the frustrations that many are feeling. Police have been monitoring the family's journey, and out of an abundance of caution, a police escort was provided. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.